Applied forces for tooth movement during orthodontic treatment are significantly affected by friction. I want to share a study with you that went to great lengths to investigate how different bracket and arch-rear combinations affect force loss to friction. This study appears in the February 2014 issue of the European Journal of Orthodontics in a paper called Force Loss in Arch-Wire-Guided Tooth Movement of Conventional and Self-Ligating Brackets. Since we're constantly making decisions about which brackets and arch-wires to use, I thought this information may be valuable for you as you attempt to make your treatments as efficient as possible. This was an in vitro study using the Orthodontic Measurement and Simulation System to quantify the force measurements. This system consists of two computer-controlled measurement tables that can precisely alter their position and measure applied forces and moments through a 3D transducer. A resin replica of a maxillary dental arch was fabricated with the right canine and first premolar removed to accommodate one force sensor. Brackets were bonded from second premolar to second premolar with a canine bracket attached to the force sensor. Six different O22 bracket systems were used: Mini Torus, Victory Series, Synergy, Smart Clip, Time 3, and Speed. Stainless steel, nickel titanium, and beta titanium 1925 archwires were tested in each bracket system. Traditional twin brackets were ligated with stainless steel ligatures. A 100-gram Nitai coil spring was attached from the second force sensor to the canine hook to provide a distalizing force on the canine. The canine position was slowly adjusted for 4 millimeters of canine retraction based on the applied force using an estimated center of resistance. The final force being applied by the Nitai coil and being felt by the tooth was recorded 20 times for each bracket and wire combination. What do you think the researchers discovered? The Victory Series, Smart Clip, and Time 3 brackets showed the lowest force loss and therefore were the least affected by friction. The Speed brackets generally showed the highest force loss. Stainless steel wires showed the lowest amount of force loss, followed by Nitai arch wires. Beta titanium wires showed the highest force loss, generally 10% higher than stainless steel wires. So the conclusion is that brackets and arch wires both significantly influence the amount of force loss due to friction during canine retraction. Stainless steel wires showed the lowest force loss. The authors also stated that there was no consistent pattern of force loss when comparing conventional and self-ligating brackets or passive and active self-ligating brackets. For more detailed information regarding the performance of specific brackets tested in this study, take a look at the complete article that appears in the February 2014 issue of the European Journal of Orthodontics.